Dashboard Effect Podcast. I'm Brick Thompson.
And I'm Caleb Oakes.
Hey, Caleb.
Hey, Brick.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Today, we're going to talk about something that I'm passionate about.
All right. Sounds good.
In terms of helping people do this. Okay. And that's hiring a good visualization engineer.
Yeah, that's not easy to do. I mean, we've hired a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
We continue to as well. And it takes some effort.
Yeah, we've only hired probably I could count on one hand how many have come in and just been able to hit the ground running.
Right, right. We do a lot of development in-house.
A lot of training.
Mm-hmm. It's true. So you can hire a person that's got the sort of innate ability and then teach them the skills. But I think what we're talking about today is, okay, you don't have a group in-house to be able to teach the skills, so you need to hire that person that comes in sort of ready to go.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what do you think the biggest challenge is in finding that person? And then we can talk about sort of what the attributes of that person might be.
You know, in my opinion, it's that Power BI, let's use Power BI as a visualization tool. You could use this across Tableau or QuickView or whatever you want, but Power BI is easy to learn the basics, right? You can watch a YouTube video. You can learn how to connect to data. You can learn how to build a report. And there's a lot of people that do that, right?
Yep.
Especially now as this skill is becoming more and more in demand. And then the people who are hiring for these roles, they don't know whether or not this person actually knows Power BI or knows the visualization tool and how to use it effectively, or is just kind of putting stuff together.
Yeah. So you can talk to someone who's watched a bunch of videos and maybe can sort of talk the talk, but hasn't really been under live fire and figured out how to do all the things you need to do. So for example, someone who doesn't realize you need a date dimension to make your reports work well, or that you should never use implicit measures, yeah, or how you use context sensitive filters correctly.
Or relationships.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And how to use Power Query effectively, because mm-hmm, there's right, a ton of transforms you can do in there.
And how do your model your data so it doesn't slow down your reports like crazy, you know?
Yeah, exactly. What do you know about the VertiPack engine?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So biggest challenge, I think what I'm hearing you say is that for that hiring manager, it can be tough to have the context yourself to know whether you're hiring someone who has all that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's really challenging.
Yeah.
And it can really bite you too, because if you might think, we were just talking before this, we had a client come to us that they've been working with someone for 2 months to build this report and they just couldn't get it done. And, you know, when we took a look at it, there was all kinds of very basic things that needed to happen in order to make this work, that just weren't done. And we were able to build this report in less than a week. It just goes to show you that, like, you really need to know what you're getting.
Yeah. And that is a challenge. So for us, we have a bunch of very talented senior viz engineers here, and senior, viz and BI managers. And so we can do that assessment, and we do assessments. We have people build reports. We throw technical problems at them. We look at what their DAX is like and so on. But if you don't have that, how are you getting at it?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think you've got to have some sort of assessment, right? I mean, you have to come up with a way to figure that out. And as we're talking about this, I wish I had a better answer for people. Like, I wish maybe we should just develop something that we could put on our website.
I was thinking the same thing. I mean, certainly our clients ask us to interview people when they're looking to bring the visualization function in-house. And so we can do that. But if you're doing it just sort of on your own and don't have that deep experience, it's going to be more challenging.
Yeah. We should just take our internal assessment and put it on our website and, have a little how-to guide for the manager.
Yeah.
You know, give this to the person. These are the things to look for.
I like that.
Be on the lookout for that. All right. We're
going
to do it.
All right. That's going on the to-do list. I like it. Okay. So as you're thinking about the attributes of potential hire, obviously the technical background is important for all the reasons we've just been talking about. But when you have someone doing visualization work, it's so much more than just knowing how to drag something onto the canvas so that you get a line chart or whatever you're looking for. You really have to have a good head for business analysis, I think.
Yeah. You knowing why you're building something is so important because it allows you to just understand whether or not what you're building, even if you were asked to build it, actually meets or answers the question.
Or meets the goal, the business goal. Right. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
The last thing you want is someone who's going to be an order taker. You might think you want an order taker. Like, let me just tell them what to do and they'll do it. But really, you want someone who's able to think about it because they've got that context of the technical tool. And so they can really help you get an optimal solution mm-hmm. rather than something that seems like it might be good, but in the end just doesn't meet the goal very well.
Yeah. And we see it over and over that even the people that are requesting, you know, the report, as smart as they are, right, they're usually running very successful businesses, so they know what they're doing. Don't necessarily understand how a visualization tool works and the benefits of it and why it would work better a different way. They're just trying to make the transition from Excel or just looking at data some way like that into a visualization type tool.
Yeah.
That happens all the time.
Yeah. And even knowing, again, dealing with senior executives, very smart people, but knowing how much to put into a particular report. For example, people will want to give an order and say, okay, add these 20 things to this one report. And we know in most cases, that's going to be a report that doesn't get adopted well and isn't used well. You want to try to keep the scope a little lower than that, a little smaller than that, or, you know, adding every bell and whistle that the tool will do. Okay, I want tool tips here and I want cross-filtering this way, but different cross-filtering over here. And you can make a mess of it. And if you have someone just taking an order and not knowing here's what will work best with especially non-technical business users, you can really end up with things that don't get adopted. And it's just a waste of time and money then.
Yeah. Yeah. Make it overcomplicated. And then it takes 3 days to make a tiny little change because you've got so many other considerations you have to deal with.
Yeah.
You don't want to get yourself into that position.
Yeah. I think another challenge along the same lines is not just having a good head for that, sort of that business analysis and understanding, but is someone who can interface with senior executives because very often, not always, but very often a pretty senior person is driving some of these reporting initiatives. You know, they're not inexpensive to do and they can have a huge impact on the business. And you really need someone that can sit at the table with a CEO, a CFO, a senior VP comfortably and also be able to push back so that when they're getting an order that they know is not optimal, that they're comfortable and tactful in being able to ask questions and hopefully get the person to see a better way to do it or be convinced themselves, but not just sort of fold, okay, I'll take the order.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about having these discussions with people, it's talking about some of the most important things in their business, right?
Yeah.
And it's really easy to get off track or like go down a rabbit hole and being able to pull it back to like, what are we trying to accomplish and have those types of conversations and participate in them and keep at least help keep it somewhat centered on, okay, remember we're building a report and what do we need it to show us? All those other things are great, but you know, let's start somewhere. It's really important.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not just technical skill, but this, a good visualization engineer also is going to have quite a bit of people skill as mm-hmm. well.
Right.
And sometimes it's hard to find that.
Yeah, it's really hard.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, especially now with, like I said at the beginning, all these people learning, you know, the technical tool, that's kind of half of it.
Yeah.
You got to know the technical tool. Maybe it's more than half because it's the most important thing.
Yeah. So,
but yeah. You need to have that other piece if you're going to be very effective.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we found that often highly technical people can be introverts. a little bit. And we tend to hire sort of extroverted introverts, you know, people that are good at sitting down and coding and making that happen and enjoy that, but also can walk into the room and run a session with senior executives comfortably and engage in a good way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of times it takes a lot of practice.
It definitely does.
You know, if you can find that person that's able to do that and has the technical aptitude, I mean, you've definitely found something.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think also very closely related, you want the person, even though they're very technically minded and need to be really on top of the details and the tactical things that you need to consider as you're building visualizations, you also want them to be a good conceptual thinker. So to be able to disengage from the tactical of, okay, I'm going to put a line chart here, and instead think conceptually about, all right, what is this thing we're trying to get done? What are the metrics we're trying to move by making this dashboard available to people, and really connect in that way before they figure out, okay, here's the nuts and bolts of how I'm going to make that happen.
Right. Yeah.
It's so super easy to important. Dig in and just start building really cool looking visualizations, but could miss the mark if you don't have that conceptual thought.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's really a balance. I mean, as you're talking about that, I was thinking about myself. I'm on the opposite end. I like to just build stuff that's going to get me to the goal, but then it's almost so crude that other people can't attach to it. Like, I get it. Like, this is perfect.
You know? Right.
But it's still not adoptable because I'm the only one that is enjoying it because I know it.
Yeah. You know? And that's an important point. If you're building it just for yourself, okay, fine. You can just sit down and do that. But if you need it to be more broadly usable, you have to really think at a different level.
Right. Exactly.
All right. What advice do you have for people? It seems like we've laid out an impossible task here.
It is really hard. And I'm serious. We need to put some stuff, some of the things that we have out and make it available for people to use. So
I like that. We'll do that.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, definitely go when we get this up, we'll put it in the description or something, a link to it.
Yeah. Okay.
But something like that, you know, hopefully that can help. And, you know, taking your time for sure, really vetting technical and then interviewing, you know, you want someone that you can talk to.
Yeah.
And if you know, I don't know, it's hard.
It's a hard one. Okay. So some advice on things to look for, but understand that it's challenging for sure.
Yeah.
And you've got to really be careful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like, I mean, it's kind of like hiring anything else, right? But
true.
This one has unique challenges, I think, right now.
Yep.
With kind of the demand
where
for this
are.
Skill and the lack of people that have it. And then, you know, the other piece of advice I'd give is recognize early if, you know, things aren't getting done as quickly or as well as you think they should be. And then get that person some training, make a change if you have to, but you know, do something. Don't just think that you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Great discussion. Thanks, Caleb. Cool.